As community impact projects, you work with your program manager to find evidence-based interventions that meet your community need. But it's important you understand the process we go through when creating your scope of work. First, you meet with your program manager to discuss local needs and developments. This is typically done in the request for application process and through regular ongoing meetings with your program manager. We often will ask you follow-up to these questions like, how do you know what the local need is? How did you get this information? The answer to this should include local data from sources like recent surveys conducted by you or others in the community, and from community engagement in other places and spaces where you learn directly from residents what their needs are. That information is then used to identify interventions that will meet that particular need. SNAP-Ed interventions can use different methods of programming to provide nutrition education. For example, gardening or cooking. USDA requires the use of evidence-based interventions. Determining evidence requires some digging to find reports that discuss the intervention, its implementation, and its impact or outcomes. There are different levels of evidence that are allowable in SNAP-Ed, but your program manager will help you determine if an intervention has the evidence base that meets your community need. After evidence has been reviewed, you should be able to say with some confidence that an intervention is likely to work in your community with your audience, and you should expect similar outcomes to how it's intended to work.